welcome to Total Engagement, our second daily edition. The first one was very well received. Talked about how Dave Meltzer made up something about me and refused to take it back or refused to post that it was false. We also talked a bit about depression and also my review of the AEW all-out pay-per-view. Lots of stuff in the wrestling news today. Another StarCast was announced. StarCast 4 will be in Baltimore, November 7th through 10th, I believe, in conjunction with the Full Gear AEW pay-per-view. And also, Chris Jericho got his title stolen. All right, so the Chris Jericho story, it's interesting if you just look at the police report. So according to the police report, what happened, Chris Jericho came from the airport, picked up the wrong luggage, accidentally picked up the wrong luggage. I've never done it, but I'm sure when you fly as much as Chris Jericho, it is certainly a possibility that you're in a rush and you pick up luggage that's not yours accidentally, and then gets in the limo, says, hey, I want something to eat. What's here? Longhorn Steakhouse. So I'll go to Longhorn Steakhouse, and fucking wrong luggage. So I'm going to send the limo driver back to get the right luggage, which if you think about that process, it's going to be a nightmare. You know, I'm the limo driver for Chris Jericho. I had to park the car, but now I have the authority to drop off this luggage and pick up the other luggage. Sure. But the entire time, supposedly the AEW belt is inside the limo. When the limo comes back with, I suppose, the correct luggage or just returning the old luggage, the title's not there anymore. The police report was filed. It all seems very strange to me. And then Chris Jericho put out a video, which either shows, A, it's an angle, like maybe it was real, and then it turned into an angle, or B, it's real, but they're making an angle out of it. I guess it's possible the whole thing's an angle, but the only way that could work, or a work, as you would say, it's a possibility the whole thing's a work, but that would only be possible if that police report was, in fact, not a real police report. And to me, I'm not so sure it looked like a real police report. But if I was going to guess, I would say that it got misplaced somehow, whether in the limo or somewhere else, and also that they found it, and now they're making an angle out of it. Interesting news, regardless of the actual situation. So I put a poll on Twitter about what you guys want to talk about today, and you guys chose a StarCast review. Now, first of all, I can't, or I won't, talk about a lot of backstage stuff at StarCast, even though I've seen it, and I know it, and I'm friends with people there. That's just not something I can do. At the same time, I don't want to come across like a commercial for StarCast, like I'm trying to sell it. So I'm going to give you my most honest assessment, my most honest time, and what we did there. What Matthew did there was make out like a bandit, quite honestly. We went there because CM Punk was there. So not only did he get to meet him, he got an autographed belt, he got an autographed poster, he got an autographed, what do they call it? The things that go on the microphones that say StarCast, an autographed program. He also got to sit in on the panel and watch the panel with me. It was a lot of fun. And it was a full CM Punk experience. I believe the fans that went there to see the panel and the fans that went there to get autographs had a good time. It was interesting because I was helping kind of run the room for the panel of Mick Foley and then following into CM Punk. And we had to clear the room in between because they had to, in between the two panels, because they had to set up for the CM Punk thing, because not only was it a StarCast Fight TV thing, but it was also a pay-per-view. So there were satellites. We had to get in hard at noon, and I had about 18 minutes to get everybody out of the room and then the new group back in, and we did it. But some people who came from at 5:45 in the morning, I believe his show, Punk's show, might have been at 11 or 12, came at 5:45 in the morning, chose not to go to the Mick Foley panel because they wanted to be first in line for CM Punk. There was a lot of interest in CM Punk. There's still a lot of interest in CM Punk. When you look at him, I don't think I laid eyes on him. No, I did lay eyes on him just one time outside of the panel. He looked happy. He looked healthy. It was a fun time. The Mick Foley panel was really good as well. That was just Mick telling stories. And a highlight of that is he did a promo as Cactus Jack on Kenny Omega, and also he did the Dusty Rhodes Hard Times promo. I thought that was fantastic. Another panel that I was able to see was Wrestling with Stereotypes, which had Ron Funches and Sonny Kiss and a lot of other people talking about the subject of stereotypes in wrestling. It was a really good panel. I didn't see all of it. I might buy the version from Fight TV just to watch the rest of it. But you know who I noticed was in there the whole time? Was Mick Foley. And that was the night before. A fun part of StarCast was karaoke. Watching Tony Schiavone do karaoke, singing himself, was fantastic. And not only did Tony get up and sing, but I was brought up to sing. I sang I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. I think I may have killed it. Casio Kid got on stage and sang, I believe, with Corey Forrester and Marco Stunt, KTB, I think Tony Deppen. A lot of wrestlers got on stage to sing as well. That was a really good time. Conrad just sat in the back and watched. And speaking of Conrad, a lot of people are curious about what he does during StarCast. StarCast 2 in Vegas, nobody saw him. He was back in the office area doing business the whole time. This time he got to walk around a little bit more. He got to hang out a little bit more. And I got to spend a little bit more time with him, although we didn't go out to eat or anything. He's very busy during StarCast week. Some other stuff that we did relating to StarCast is Matthew at one point was in charge of the green room for AEW talent. And this was the AEW talent that was doing the weigh-in. So it would be Cody and the Bucks and Kenny Omega. And I think it was actually the Being the Elite mailbag. And so Matthew just basically watched the door. That was his job. And he's a trooper when it comes to working. He's got everybody fooled. Everybody's like, he's the quietest kid. He's the nicest, most polite kid. He's really not, but he knows how to act in certain situations. And the entire point is for him to have a good time. So I may have spoiled him a little bit. One thing about StarCast is they have a vendor room. Now, a vendor room is pretty much like your typical convention. That's, if you go to a wrestling convention, that's kind of what the vendor room looks like. You have some wrestlers doing signings and meet and greets down there, and also stuff for sale. Different things such as wrestling ceramics or wrestling comic book covers. And for me, I may have purchased Matthew a way too expensive Joey Janela jacket, which he said he wanted to wear the first day of school. And I may have purchased myself a Stone Cold Steve Austin signed vest. Those things might have happened because Casio Kid bought one. And I'm like, I can't let him have one and not have one myself. I know Matthew wanted to meet a couple wrestlers that were down there or and see a couple old friends. Like we saw Brian Pillman Jr., who's a friend of ours. But we got to meet Lance Archer. We got to meet that awesome Zane kid from GCW that Matthew wanted to meet. We also got to talk to Mance Warner and Nick Gage, and they're people that we're friendly with. I mean, as friendly as one can be with Nick Gage. And they were all down in the vendor's room. It was a really friendly atmosphere, full of really cool stuff you could buy and a lot of people doing meet and greets. But one thing I wasn't going to miss, the one thing I had to do was get a picture with Steve Mungo McMichael. Now, most of you, some of you, a few of you might know that I have been kind of a Mungo hater. I call him Mungo sometimes, but Mungo hater. And it all comes from this. The first time I got to really spend time with Conrad, I was in Nashville. And Conrad lives in Huntsville. And I realized how close it was. He's like, come on down. And we spent some time just hanging out. I went to his house. We watched some wrestling because he was previewing a pay-per-view. This is back when he had time to do this, that he was going to cover on Tony's show. And we were watching it. And I'm like, hey, man, you ever notice how terrible Mongo is? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, just watch him. He's so bad in the ring. And the particular match we were watching was one that made that case. And Conrad's like, wow, yeah, you're right. He's not really that fantastic. And the next thing you know, on the next episode of What Happened with Tony Schiavone, I hear Conrad go, hey, Tony, have you heard how much Kuhn hates Mongo? Kuhn hates Mongo. And so it became kind of a thing. I don't hate Mongo, but I am known for maybe not being the biggest Mongo fan. So I had to go get a picture and an autograph. And some people on Twitter were all like, hey, you're kissing their ass in person, but you shit on them in private. That's not really it. You don't really get it. And those people have been summarily muted. there was a lot of other stuff going on. There was a whole slew of events over in a second area I didn't even get to see because I was over kind of in the main ballroom area. I'll tell you one thing. The producer of the Fight TV in that main ballroom was Matt Schiavone, Tony's son. He did a fantastic job. Of course, one of the cool things about StarCast is the hanging out with people, whether in the bar, out front while I smoke cigarettes. Yes, I quit for a few days, but if you fucking tweet me and tell me to quit smoking, I am going to mute you because don't tell me how to live my life. In any case, I met a lot of people out there. We ate pizza, we drank, we had a good time, but mostly we just saw each other but mostly it was a lot of good friends hanging out. I can't give you a real detached review of StarCast because I love it so much. As far as how other people felt, it ran as smooth as it ever has, probably smoother than ever. Everybody was happy. It was very organized. We all had a really good time. All right. So there are a couple cool things I got to do. One thing was, more than one occasion, I got to sit in between Mark Madden and Scott Hudson. Now, Mark Madden and Scott Hudson were the WCW announced team for a while, and those two guys just can talk, and they're very smart, very knowledgeable, and just being in the middle of those two guys talking about wrestling, talking about sports, talking about anything was fascinating. And then in that very same room, there was one point I was in there getting something. I think I was just getting food from Matthew. Matthew was hungry. So I went there to get some food, and all of a sudden I see Austin Aries walk in. And there's a lot of wrestlers walking in, you know, but it was kind of cool to see Austin Aries, and he was super nice, and he goes, "Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Austin. Hey, if you have any trouble with me coming to this room, you could talk to this guy." And I'm like, "What the fuck is he talking about?" And it was Frank Mir, and Frank Mir walked in the same room, and I had a great conversation with Frank Mir about transitioning and learning how to be a professional wrestler. To me, that was probably my personal highlight because I've always been a Frank Mir fan, and Conrad has said I have Frank Mir hair. So that is our StarCast review. Again, daily shows every week here on Total Engagement on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends at WrestleZone. Make sure to subscribe, guys. Subscribe. You get it every day, a little tiny short bit of wrestling news and insight and opinion from one fan to another every single day. Be part of the family. Be part of the production. Let's get this thing going. We're going up and up, and we ain't going to stop. And we'll see you next week on Total Engagement. Next week, fuck that. We will see you tomorrow on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon.